Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I am so sorry that it's been such a long time since I've uploaded a new podcast, but here I am. We're going to do this today. We're going to give you a podcast. The reason that I haven't really been doing any is because of dental hygiene. My major requires so much of me, and I did not have time in the fall semester at all to really sit down and, you know, gather some thoughts and release a podcast episode. And this semester it feels a little more calmer. I'm not as busy, so I felt like, okay, let me just get back into it. Today I wanted to talk about self-control. I had asked on Instagram what you guys would like to hear, and self-control was one of them. And I feel like that's an important one because a lot of people do struggle with self-control. Personally, I feel like self-control is not something huge for me to, or like, how do I say it? Like, something that I struggle with immensely, just because I feel like I've always been a person with self-control, and it's really only out of fear though. Maybe it didn't come from a good place, but it definitely was installed in me. But it's definitely because I'm like, I get scared if I do this, then this is the outcome, and I just don't want to really deal with the consequences of doing something I'm not really supposed to do, or like falling into that temptation. So I think mine just comes from that, and I guess that's maybe like a good thing for me because I'm able to control myself in a better way. But maybe it's not very the healthiest way to do it. In my opinion, I would say for you to be able to obtain self-control in certain situations, whether it is at work with people, or when you're around a certain group of friends and they're asking you to do this but you don't really want to do that, all of those things really put you in like, okay, I need to be able to have self-control, because if I don't want to do something, I want to be able to be like, no. And I think that is so important, like, just to really, really be in tune with yourself, because self-control is really about taking care of yourself. It really all ties in together. You are taking care of yourself if you have self-control towards just really anything. It doesn't even have to be like a big thing, just like the smallest little thing. Like, perhaps if you eat, let's say, 8 chocolates a day, if you have self-control, you will not eat 8 chocolates a day, because we know that all that sugar is not good for your health. That's very simple, and a lot of people are probably gonna, oh, that's nothing, but in reality you're damaging your body in that aspect. So if you want to control that, you don't really necessarily have to stop eating chocolate altogether, because I feel like that's very extreme and you're not going to do that. It's like, for example, in dental hygiene, we're taught if a patient wants to quit smoking, you're not going to tell your patient quit smoking and stop smoking altogether. No, you're going to be like, okay, cut down the amount of time. If you smoke an entire like pack of cigarettes a day, try to only smoke half a day. You are trying to cut things little by little. You're not going to just cut it off and that's it, because that's when you're going to go spiraling, and then you're not going to feel good. And then at the end of the day, it's not going to work out. So you just have to be so patient with yourself and make sure that you know how you're cutting those things off. If you eat 8 chocolates a day, maybe eat 7, maybe eat 6 instead, and just cut one each day. By the end, you're gonna probably eat just one, and maybe you're not even gonna want it. And I think it comes into role, and self-control comes into play with everything in our lives, not just like huge things. Like if you're with a group of friends and they're telling you, hey, drink that entire bottle of something, you know, and you're like, you don't have that self-control and you're gonna say yes to impress others, make sure that the only person that you are worried to impress is yourself. If you did that, will you be okay? You know what I mean? Like, you need to make sure that you are taking care of you always, because you are the most important person in your life. At the end of the day, you have you. And I don't see that in like a, you're alone, nobody cares, because I feel like a lot of times that's what people think that's what that means. Like, oh, I'm alone, nobody cares, I'm gonna do it by myself. That's not what it means. There's something so beautiful when you're able to sit down and be your own person. It's not in a negative way. It's not in a way of I am alone and I do not have anybody. And it's in a way that it's really graceful. And it's like, I have myself, and no matter who is in my life and who isn't, at the end of the day, I have me. And I think that's like the most important, most beautiful thing that you can experience in life. And just take it day by day. Create boundaries. If you're in a situation that you do not want to be, create boundaries. If you are at work and you do not want to be around these people, or you don't want that person to do that certain thing that you do not like, and it makes you lash out and you want self-control because you don't want to lash out at people, because you know that's just, that doesn't make anybody feel good, remove yourself from that situation. You have to remember that in life you have the power to control your life, to control your reality. So if something doesn't feel right, if something doesn't feel like, yes, I like this, this is what I want in my life, you're allowed to remove yourself from that. You have the power, you have the control to be like, this is not working for me, I'm removing myself. You can do that. You, like, just remind yourself that, hey, I am the author of my life. I am able, I am allowed to say no to things, because it's okay. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to make yourself better, not anybody else. And that is so important. Discipline is also something that comes into play. In order to have discipline, you have to make sure that, for example, I like to make lists. This is what I'm going to get done today. And that is exactly what I get done in that day. That is called discipline. Make sure you have discipline, because if you have discipline, self-control just goes right into that. And you're going to have that control. If something happened that you didn't like, you're going to take a deep breath. You're going to be like, you know what? That's not even worth my time. I'm not going to lash out. I'm literally just going to let it go. That is self-control. That is discipline. If you don't have motivation, but you get up anyways and you do it, that is self-control. That is motivation. Because you rather stay in bed and not move and not do what you're supposed to do, but you did it anyways. So it all comes to play. Have boundaries, have discipline. The way you can discipline yourself is almost manifesting what you're going to do. So write it down. These are the goals that I have for today. And make sure that you get those goals done. And maybe you didn't get one of those goals done, but you got three of them done. That is awesome. So don't feel like you have to get it done every day. Because it's not like at the beginning, I got it all done. But now I'm gotten a little bit better. And sometimes maybe one I didn't do. That is okay. All you are doing is working towards the better version of yourself. So as long as you are working to become that person, that is enough. That is plenty. So make sure that you are surrounded by good people, a good environment, a good workspace, a good school space, a good friendship space. Make sure that everything around in your life that you have control over is good. Because if those things are good, self-control, discipline, love, kindness all will flow into your life, and everything's going to align the ways that it's supposed to. I hope this podcast helps you out. I hope that you learn self-control and that you are patient with yourself and that you are not too hard with yourself. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, leave them underneath there on the Q&A. And if you have not followed my podcast yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button, the follow button. Thank you very much and have an amazing day.